three going to the top half of the second. And Joe Hicks is coming up now to lead off for the Mets. This winter, Joe is going to be managing at Managua, Nicaragua. He's a left-hand batter, hitting .232. Five home runs and 22 runs batted in. 19-year-old Chris Zachary into the windup and the pitch. Swung on, foul back onto the screen, out of play. It's strike one. No score, and we're in the top half of the second inning. Let up, and it's in there. Breaking ball. Two-strike count. Chris Zachary working with a lot of off-speed pitches here this afternoon. He's getting a sign from Johnny Bateman. Two-strike delivery, and it's high and away. One and two. Colt 45 outfield is Jim Wynn in left, Ivan Morrell in center, and John Pashorek in right. Here's a 1-2 pitch. High. I noticed just before the ball game when we were mentioning Pashorek that Ralph kind of flinched a couple of times because he thought that Clem Pashorek had come back.
Well, it's one way to remember the name, Lindsay, anyway. It does start out and sound about
it. Sounds a great deal like it. You're exactly right. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Swung on, hit in the air to right field, and John Pashorek is over and back and makes the catch. Although he ran sort of a strange pattern getting over there, he made it.
Looks like an end going after one of those passes.
I think he did. There's one away, and Choo-Choo Coleman's coming up. Met catcher is batting 176. He has three home runs and eight runs batted in.
Number 17, the catcher, Choo-Choo.
Wind is blowing rather stiffly out toward right, and that is why Pashorek faked a couple of times from going over. That ball carried a little farther than he thought it was going to when it got in that wind. Here's a pitch that sails high and away for ball one. Rod Kneale on the coaching lines at first base this afternoon for the Mets. Swing and foul ball. Going into the stands and out of play. Bateman gave it a run because he figured that the wind blowing back out might bring it back out and looked for a moment as though it just might, but it landed three or four rows deep in the stands. Most of you know the grandstand here at Colt Stadium is single deck with no roof. And now the 1-1 pitch. Swung on, hit on the ground to the right side. Rusty Staub takes it, goes for the bag, and beats Coleman for the out unassisted. Two men away, and Al Moran is coming up. The final game of the season for the Mets and the Colts. The Mets played their first exhibition game on March 9th. And have been in steady competition since. Moran is a right-hand batter, hitting .195. He has one home run and 23 runs batted in. Swing and a miss. It's strike one. Again, Zachary is set to work. And it's low for a ball. It's 1-1.
Lindsay, speaking of Rusty Staub, a boy who went to school with Rusty at Jesuit High School in New Orleans had quite a night last night for LSU over against Rice. A boy named Screen. He's quite a quarterback.
There's a swing and a foul ball. He sure is. Pat Screen from New Orleans. Matter of fact, last year he was in school there at LSU and they didn't play him. But I understand a lot of the Mets and Colts went to the ball game last night, Rusty.
They had a full load that went over there to watch the game won by Rice. It was a good ball game, and that stadium over there is certainly one of the nicest I've ever seen. Seats about 70,000.
Not a post in the house.
Not a one.
Here's a 1-2 pitch, and it's high, and that's the way Shea Stadium's going to be. No post to obscure the view. This is one of the greatest improvements made in stadium construction because I'm the guy that sits behind the post, you know.
You're the guy that gets those tickets, huh?
Here's a 2-2 pitch. Hit in the air to the right side, and drifting back is Joe Morgan, the second baseman. He's in short right field. It carries him on out, and Pashorek calls him off and makes the catch. Morgan went out and called, but the wind carried that ball on back, so Pashorek called him off and made the catch. Sides out in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left. The score at the end of an inning and a half, the Mets nothing, and the Houston Colts 45 nothing. You know, baseball's a funny game in many respects. You see some fellows come along and zoom to the top, and then suddenly they're back in the minors. But I guess that's true of a lot of things. Take beer, for example. It's like baseball in that to stay on top, you really got to have it. And I guess you'll agree that Rheingold has really got it. It's been the favorite beer of millions for many, many years. And Rheingold's amazing popularity can be explained by two little words, extra dry. Rheingold brews the long, slow, costly away, so you get a dividend in taste. A taste that's brisk and bright and clean clear through. Yes, Rheingold is beer as beer should taste. But find that out for yourself. Enjoy a tall, refreshing glass of Rheingold right now. Join the millions who say, my beer is Rheingold, the dry beer. Bottom of the second, Rusty Staub is at the plate, and Larry Bonnard's pitch is low for ball one. Staub's batting 224 for the season, 6 home runs and 44 runs batted in. And here's a pitch swung on, hit in the air down the right field line, given a run by Cranepool. It's in the bullpen out of play. Didn't quite get to it. Bernard let up on that one. Well, as we've indicated, the Mets began playing an exhibition competition on March 9th, and we have been broadcasting every game that they have played since that time. And the brewers of Rheingold Extra Dry have been very happy to send you these Mets broadcasts and the telecasts throughout the season. We hope that you've enjoyed them. Rusty Staub waits, and here is the 1-1 pitch in there for a called strike. It's 1-2. Larry Benarth working steadily. There's a swing and a ground ball deep. It's a fair ball taken by Harkness, and he beats Staub to the bag. He's gone out unassisted. One away, and Bob Aspromonte is coming up. Aspromonte has a season's number average of 211, 8 home runs and 48 Bob runs batted in. We'll try to keep you posted on the progress of other sports events throughout the afternoon so that you can listen to the Mets and the Colts and be advised of what's going on elsewhere. Here's a pitch low for a ball. In the National Football League, the Washington Redskins have defeated the Dallas Cowboys by a score of 21-17. That is a final score. And that pitch is outside for a ball. 2-0. Of course, the New York Football Giants defeated the Philadelphia Eagles 37-14 today in the National Football League. That pitch is low for a ball. Cleveland Browns beat the Los Angeles Rams 20-6, the final score. Pittsburgh Steelers beat the St. Louis Cardinals 23-10 in National Football League play. And that pitch is in for a called strike. It's 3-1 now to Aspromonte. The Bears are leading the Lions 35-14 at the end of three quarters. There's a pitch low and away, and Aspromonte walks to become the first Houston base runner of the afternoon off Bernard. Here in the bottom of the second, with one man out, Ivan Morrell is coming up for his first time in the major league.
Ivan Morrell.
He has participated in one previous game just as a late-inning reserve, and this is his first time up in the major league. In there for a called strike. He's 18 years of age, 6'3", 196-pounder, Panamanian. There's a swing and a miss. It's a two-strike count. He hit 225 in Moultrie this season before breaking his arm. Played his first pro game on June 6th of this year. Here's a throw over to first, not in time. In the National Football League, at the end of the first half, the Baltimore Colts 7 and the Green Bay Packers nothing. Now, a pitch that's in there for a call, strike 3, and his first time up in the major leagues, Morrell has been called out on strike. Strikeout number 3 for Larry Benarth. Two men out, a runner at first, and John Pishorek is coming up for his first time in the major league. Pishorek is 18 years of age, 6'2", a 200-pounder from Detroit, Michigan. He hit 219 in 78 games at Modesto this season with 9 homers and 49 runs batted in. swings and sends a foul ball high into the air to the right side, into the stands and out of play. In the NFL, at the end of the first quarter, the San Francisco 49ers 7, the Minnesota Vikings nothing. Here's a pitch inside for a ball. Of course, in the American Football League, the revamped New York Jets won their second consecutive game last night, defeating the Oakland Raiders, and that's two in a row for Weeb Eubank and his crew. And that pitch is outside for a ball. It's 2-1. So that is good news for the growing family of fans of the New York Jets in the American Football League. Now the 2-1 pitch is outside for ball. A crowd of some 17,000 fans were on hand last night at the Polo Grounds to see the Jets and Oakland. Here's a swing and a ground ball foul. And right now we pause for station identification.
This is WGY Schenectady, 810 on your dial, where the time is 1.5 minutes before 5 o'clock, the temperature 50 degrees.
This is Lindsey Nelson with Ralph Kiner and Bob Murphy at Colt Stadium in Houston, Texas. No score in the game. Here is a pitch high. And going on down to first is Pashorek with the base on ball. So he has walked his first time up in the major leagues. It sends Bob Astromoney on to second, brings up catcher Johnny Bateman with runners at first and second, two men out, and no score.
Number 7, the catcher, John Bateman.
Menard checks him, and here's the pitch to the right-hand batter. It's in for a called strike. Bateman's batting 207 for the season, 10 home runs, and 56 runs batted in. Menard has the sign now, up and set. His pitch is swung on and missed. A two-strike count to the Colt catcher. Last year, the New York Mets finished the season at Wrigley Field in Chicago, finishing up here this afternoon in Houston, Texas. Two-strike pitch is fired outside, and it's 1-2. When this ball game is over, of course, ball players will be scattering in the direction of home, which means they'll be scattering in all directions from here. As a swing and a ball is hit deep to right field, Crane Pool going back, can't get it. It's over his head, one hop to the wall. One run has scored, two runs have scored, as Crane Pool runs it down on the way to third and overthrown, backed up by Bernard. Bateman moving into third, sliding in safely after having driven in two runs. The relay came in high over the head of third baseman Jim Hickman, and Bernard was backing up third fortunately. The ball was over the head of Crane Pool in right, hit in the track, hit the wall, and then came off past Crane Pool as it came off the wall. So the Colt 45s lead by a score of 2-0, and Chris Zachary is up, two men out, and a runner at third. Scored as a triple. Here's the pitch in for a strike to Chris Zachary. Here is a swing and a miss. Zachary bats left, incidentally. That was the first hit off Larry Benarth, the triple by Johnny Bateman to drive in two runs. Here's the pitch in for a call, strike three. Benarth gets his fourth strikeout. That is retired as again Benarth got two strikeouts in the inning, but not before the Colts got two runs on one hit. No errors and one left. Score at the end of two innings is the Colt 45-2 and the Mets nothing.